Begin the current daf Masechtas Menachos daf Yud Beis. Begin on the bottom of Yud Aleph Beis, 7 lines up from the bottom of the Amud. But the Gemara continues to the next Mishnah, continuing the theme of the previous Mishnah, is beginning this Perek, this Masechta, regarding the laws of invalidation in the claimants. Now our Mishnah talks about, as the first Mishnah in our Masechta, regarding the Psul Machshava, an invalidating thought regarding the Avodah of the Mincha. Specifically that which is called Pigul, regarding Machshavas Chutzazman and Chutzam Kaimai. As the Mishnah explains, if someone does the kmitza, which as the Mishnah will continue on the top of the next Amid, regarding this applies to four different avodis, but the Mishnah picks the first of the four avodis by a mincha, which someone takes the fistful of the flour, which that's which gets ends up getting burnt on the top of the mizbeach, and the leftovers eaten by the kohanim. So someone takes the fistful of the flour offering, and when he's doing that avoda, he's doing a lechol shireho b'chutz, to eat the remnants out of the area where it's allowed to be eaten, meaning out of the azara. Or he has in mind, kizayis mishireh b'chutz. He's going to eat at least just an olive size of it out of where it's allowed to be eaten. Or, lahakdur kaimtza b'chutz, to sacrifice the sacrificial part, which is the kmitza, to have that sacrifice out of the area where it's allowed to be sacrificed. Or kizayis kaimtza b'chutz, or an olive size of the kmitza on the outside. Now, we said basically two types of cases, because the machshava of invalidation of chutz l'mkaimai applies to both the consumption of a person, which is the shirayim, and also the consumption of the mizbeach, which is the burning, the haktara of the kaimitz. Because by the machshava psula, it says in Meyukar Zayin, if someone's going to eat from his carbon shlama on the third day, which is beyond the time when you're allowed to eat it. Now the Brice explains the Teres Kainim, you would think you would read the Pasuk literally. If someone eats from a carbon on the third day, then there's the halach of pigul. And that's what the Pasuk teaches in the Hamakrev Eisai. It's at the time of Hakrava, when one is doing the Avaida, that then becomes pigul, but it does not become pigul by eating it on the third day. So you see, we're obviously talking about regarding a machshava of thought during the Aveda, where if someone thinks that it should be eaten on the third day, then it's going to be pigul of doing such an Aveda. Now it says over there in the Pasuk, im ha'achal ya'achal. What's that? Two achilois. The Pasuk's talking about both the machshava would be invalidating, making a pigul for the consumption of a person, and the consumption of the altar. So regarding all these types of avodas, or like the Mishnah adds on one more case, or by a mincha, not only do we sacrifice the kaimitz on the mizbeach, but also the levaina, the frankincense, if he has in mind to sacrifice the sacrifice out of the perimeter which is allowed to be sacrificed beyond the azar. So puzzle. Here, since we're discussing a machshav of chutzlim kaime beyond the place where it's allowed to be eaten or sacrificed, it's going to make it possible, like the Braisa says in Teres Kainim, you would think that actually would not become possible by having a machshav of chutzlim kaime. But since it says in Parshas Kedoshim, im ha'achal yachal b'yom ha'shlishi, now, that's not teaching as the simple translation of the Pasuk regarding beyond its time, because the Pasuk in Parshat Tzav already tells us, ha'ichelis m'men avoyna tisa, that regarding that there's the liability of karis regarding chutzlizmali. So what's this Pasuk teaching? It must be teaching us chutzlim kaimai. So therefore, there's going to be an invalidation of having a machshava beyond its space, but like the Mishnah says, ve'im by karis. But there is no karis because, like we said, the Pasuk in Tzav that says karis, that's by chutzlizmali. But chutzlim kaimai does not have karis. Now, if someone's going to ask, but the Pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim that we're saying is toma chutzlim kaimai, it says over there, va'ichla va'vayna yisa v'nichrasa, it says that there is going to be karis. So that the Gemara says in the first parak increases in Avheim and Aleph that chorus is referring to where it says over in that parash also of Neiser that we know Gzeir Shavim Kaidish Kaidish. If one actually eats a carbon that's left over its designated time, then he gets chorus, but it's not referring to Chutzim Kaimai. There's a psul, it's going to be invalidated the carbon, but there's no punishment if someone would eat it to get chorus. Now, if someone's going to ask, so then why, when we said the halach of the Shiraim or the Kaimitz, we spoke about either the whole thing, or an olive size of it, why didn't we also say an olive size of the levaina he's having in mind to sacrifice that outside? So that Rashi says, because our Mishnah is like Reb Shimon, we quote in the previous staff, that says actually levaina is kosher even with just one granule. So therefore it didn't say kezayis, because that would mean also it's invalidating thought, doesn't require even a kezayis, like other things which the minimum is a kezayis. By levaina, since going like Reb Shimon would even be one granule, and therefore it didn't say kezayis, because even just a minute amount. So this first halacha of the Mishnah was talking about machshava of chutzlim kaimai. Continues the Mishnah, let's say when he's doing the kemitzo, or as we'll see, any of the other avodas, and he's having in mind, lechal shirayah lamachar, to eat its remnants tomorrow, which was chutz l'zmanai, because a carbon mincha could only be eaten for that day and that night. Because the pasuk compares to the chatas and asham. Chatas asham, it says in Teretz Koyin, by the pasuk of Taida, it says, how do we know that not only is the Taida day and the night, but also chatas v'asham, that's only eaten that day? So it says zevach, where it says zevach Taida shlamav, comes to include that it's only for that day. And mincha is compared to chatas and asham, so we know it's also only for that day. Therefore, if it's having in mind to eat it tomorrow, it's already chutz l'zmanai. Or even just if he has in mind to eat an olive size of the remnants tomorrow. Or lahakdur kaim tzalamachar, going back to the kemitza, not the shirayim, which is also the achilas mizbeach, if he has in mind to sacrifice the kaimitz tomorrow, or kezayis mekam tzalamachar, or an olive size of the kaimitz tomorrow, or lahakdur levain lamachar, or to sacrifice the levain tomorrow, so then there's a continued type of yudbezim and olive. Here the halacha is already pigul. Here the halacha is going to be that it's considered pigul, and therefore v'chayav and lavkaras, whoever eats from that remnants of the mincha, even if it's not beyond its time now, automatically it gets a punishment of pigul, which gets karas, because like it says b'chutz zmanoi, as we said in Parashat Tzav, avoyin netisa. So too it says by neiser v'eichel v'avoyin neyisa. So we learn that just like over there by neiser, it says v'nichrasa, also over here it's going to be a punishment of karas, as the Gemara teaches this gezeirah shavah in the first part increases daf hayim and alf. Now, says the Mishnah, Zahakal, this is the rule, although we just said it up until now regarding the Kemitza, but says the Mishnah, it applies to all the Dalat Avedis. Kol HaKoymitz, whoever does the process of doing the fistful, where we say the four processes by the Mincha correlates to the four processes by a Zavach, by a Karban. So there's Kol HaKoymitz, whoever takes the fistful, which like the Shechita, Oynoisim Kli, or puts it into the vessel, or HaMailach, or transports, or HaMakter, or sacrifices that Koymitz. And as he's doing one of these four avodas, he has in mind lechel davar shadarcha lechel, to eat something which is normally eaten, for example the shirayim, or lahakter davar shadarcha lahakter, or to sacrifice something that's usually sacrificed, for example the koymitz. And he has in mind that these things should be chutz l'mkaymai, eaten beyond their space. So then pasul v'makaras. So that's only invalid. But if someone eats from it, from this thing that had a machshava psula, he's not going to get karas. But chutz l'zman, if he had in mind that it should be consumed beyond its time, then pigul v'chayim of karas, then it's going to be pigul, and if one eats it, it's going to be chayiv karas on it. Because that's what the Mishnah says, it's only something that has in mind to eat something that's normally eaten, or to burn something that's normally burnt. But if let's say he has in mind to burn the shirayim tomorrow, shirayim is normally eaten, but he has in mind to sacrifice it, or to eat the kemitza tomorrow, which the kemitza is not usually eaten, usually burned, then it's actually going to be kosher, because what's called batla daite it's kaladim. We consider his intention as nullified, because people don't usually burn that or eat that. So, however, but regarding these four avaydis, is where the halacha of pigul of mincha, as our Mishnah coming to tell us, will apply, because we learn it from zvachim, from a hekesh, as the Gemara said on the beginning of the parak of Beis Mabeis, that we compare mincha to chatas and asham, and therefore we learn the hekesh to say that that's where we know machshav apsula will invalidate a mincha too, like chatzis nashim. And we learn that, therefore, just like by the zvachim, by chatzis nashim, becomes pigul by four avaydis. You have the shchita, kabbalah, ilach, and zrika, as the Gemara teaches, the Braisa teaches in Teres Kainim, as learned in Mesech Lezvachim. So too, by the mincha, there's the four avaydis. You have kemitza, that's the equivalent of the shchita. You have the kabbalah, that's correlating to the matan kli, meaning that you put the kemitza into a vessel. You have the ilacha, that both of them have to be transported to the mizbeach. And then you have the akhtara, the burning of the kaimitz, which is equivalent of the zrika sadam, of the carbon on the mizbeach. Now, however, qualifies the Mishnah, but the halach of pigul, that if one's going to eat now from this mincha, if he had a machshav of chutz zmanai, that it's going to be a liability of karis, is ubavacha yakav amatik mitzvasai. It's only if, however, that the rest of the permitter gets sacrificed according to the appropriate halachic standards, as if it was a kosher mincha, that there shouldn't be any other invalidating factor except for the pigul, for the machshav of chutz zmanai that he had. But if, let's say, there would be any other invalidating thought, it's not going to be pigul anymore, and it's actually not going to be karas. As the Gemara teaches later on, the Tezayin Mabez in the second parak, that it says yeratza by pigul, and it says by a kosher carbon yeratza. To tell you this concept of karatzas, kosher, kachatzas, pigul, just like you have to create a willingness by a kosher carbon, so too by the pigul, that there shouldn't be any other invalidating thought besides the pigul, because if you do, actually removes it from the halachic standard of pigul and makes it just possible, but there wouldn't be a punishment of karas. So he explains the Mishnah, Ketzad Karva Matik Mitzvah, what would be the case when you're saying all the permitters are sacrificed according to the halachic standards, which will then make the mincha into pigul. So let's say Kametz B'Shtika. Let's say when he does the Kemitza, he does it silently, meaning he doesn't have any inappropriate thoughts over there. But then Nosen B'Kli, B'Hailich, V'Hikter Chutz Azmanai, but then he does any one of the other Avaydas, he has in mind Chutz Azmanai, So that's karva matak mitzvah, because there was no other invalidating factor except for pigel, and therefore it's going to be pigel and chayev karz if someone eats from that mincha now. Or for example, shekametz chutz hazmanei. No, the first avodah is when he does it with a machshava of having it eaten beyond his time. And then nasan bekli v'heilich v'hikd b'shtik, and then he does the remaining three avodahs silently without any other thought. So again, that was karva matak mitzvah. He did it according to his appropriate halacha, except for the one machshava of pigel. Or shekametz v'nasan bekli v'heilich v'hikdur chutz hazmanei, where if he does any one or all of them with a machshava of chutz hazmanei, that's the case of when it was done according to its mitzvah, because everything was done appropriate except for the machshava of pigel. Says the Mishnah, Ketzad loy karva matak mitzvah. What would be the case of that the permitter was not done according to the permitter that we're talking about is the avoda that permits the rest of the carbon. By a zevach, it's the blood, which the shechita is what gets the blood out, then it goes into a vessel, then one transports the blood, one throws the blood, that permits the rest of the carbon to be eaten. So to by mincha, the permitter, the matter, which has to be the kmitzvasa, is the kmitza, and therefore that's what permits the shrayim to be eaten, and it's those four avaydas of the kmitza that have to be done according to the mitzvah, besides the pigel. What's the case that it wasn't done kmitzvasa? So says the Mishnah, let's say kamatz chutzim kaimai, when they did the kmitza, the machshava of beyond its space, which is not pigel. And then nasan bekli v'hailech v'hikta chutz hazmanei. Then the remaining three avodas, putting into the vessel, transporting, sacrificing, he did with chutz hazmanei. That's not kimitzvase, because the first one was also a different psul of chutzim kaimei. Oy shekametz chutz hazmanei. Or let's say he did the kimitzah chutz hazmanei, and then nasan bekli v'hailech v'hikta chutzim kaimei. Then the remaining three he did with a different machshav of chutzim kaimei. Oy, or let's say shekametz nasan bekli v'hailech v'hikta chutzim kaimei. Or if he did any one of these avodas of the four, he did with the intention of eating the shirayim beyond its space. And even if he did the remaining three chutz hazmanei, that doesn't make a difference. He wasn't karva matak mitzvasei, as the Mishnah says, zeh shalei karva matak mitzvasei, because he didn't do only pigel. He did also a machshava chutzim kamei. Therefore, that removes it from the status of pigel to be chayv karasim. Now, continues the Mishnah. This was all regarding regular menachas, but minchas chayti u'minchas kenois. They, as we taught in the beginning of the Masechta on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, they have a different invalidating factor that could remove it from the status of pigel. For example, when they're done shalei lishma, because a regular mincha is actually kosher if it's done shalei lishma. It's not just being oil b'am shem chayv. By these two, the Mishnah taught in the opening Mishnah of the Masechta that they actually become invalid if their kmitz is done shalei lishma. So therefore, if there is also the thought besides pigel of also shalei lishma by them, that's going to be shalei karva matik mitzvasei, and therefore if one eats from the shirayim now, it's not mechayev karz. So therefore says the Mishnah, regarding these two types of menach, is that of a sinner or that of by the Saita, shekamatz and shalei lishma, and if the kmitz was done shalei lishma, not for its namesake, let's it be done with some other mincha. And then nasa mekli v'haylich v'hikto chutz hazmanei, even if the remaining three were done chutz hazmanei, it's not karva matak mitzvah, because that was a different invalidating thought that actually invalidates by the kmitz already. Oy shekamatz chutz hazmanei, let's say the kmitz was done chutz hazmanei, which is pigel. But then nasa mekli v'haylich v'hikto shalei lishma, then the remaining three were done with a machshava of shalei lishma. Oy shekamatz v'nasa mekli v'haylich v'hikto shalei lishma, or if any one of the four were done shalei lishma, says the Mishnah regarding these two, the chatas of the mincha of the chayte or of the saite, zehu shalei karva matak mitzvasei. By them there would be another thing besides a machshava chutzim kaimai. Even shalei lishma would also make it shalei karva matak mitzvasei. Now continues the Mishnah. Let's say he's doing one of the dalar avaydis by the mincha and he's having a machshava lechel kezayis bachutz kezayis lamacher. What does that mean? Why is this different than what we were just talking about before? He has a mind to eat an olive size of it beyond its space and beyond its time. But here the case is told, Mad, that he has these two thoughts of chutz b'kayim and chutz hazmanei in one avaida. Meaning, up until now, we were talking about two different avaidas. So let's say by one avaida he has a mind chutz hazmanei, let's say by the kmitza, and then by the halacha, let's say he has a mind chutz b'kayim. So as we spoke about, that if you don't have only chutz hazmanei, it's not going to make a pigel. Here we're talking about that he had both machshavais in one avayda, let's say in the kmitza. Now, the necessity of saying this halach in these cases is required for Rabbi Huda, as we're going to quote him shortly, that don't say that he holds that when you have two different machshavais, that then it's the first one that's going to be the keveya, it's going to be the primary. Maybe that you would say he's only by that when the two different avaydas. That's where he says, okay, you go based on the one, on the first avayda that you had a machshava. However, but let's say when the same avodah itself, you had both, then you can't say that one is more primary than the other. And that's what the Mishnah is teaching, and this is how the Gemara says in Zvachim, Neflam and Ralf, that's teaching according to Rabbi Yehuda, that no, even if it's in the same avodah itself, he's going to say the primary is the first machshava that was had. So therefore, and let's say in this case, when he had in mind to eat an olive beyond its space or beyond its time, or the opposite case. Kizayis lamachar, kizayis bachatzi. He first had in mind to eat an olive beyond its time, and then meaning tomorrow, and then olive beyond its space, meaning beyond Azara. Here, even though he first had the machshava of chutz l'zmanoi, that's what the chiddush is according to the Chacham, that the second one is going to remove it from karis, because it's ultimately you're not having only machshava chutz l'zmanoi. But again, the primary chiddush is, as we're going to see for Rabbi Yehuda, that he disagrees, and he holds that if the first one is chutz l'zmanoi, then it's going to still be pigel. Continues the Mishnah, and the chiddush over here is a different type of a chiddush in the next cases. Let's say not even an olive size of each, but kechatzi zayis b'chutz, kechatzi zayis l'macher. So let's say he has in mind to eat a half of an olive. Now the minimum measurement of being chayiv in most things is only in the olive size. Here he's having in mind to eat a half of an olive size beyond its space, out of the azar, and half an olive tomorrow. Or the opposite case, kechatzi zayis l'macher, kechatzi zayis b'chutz, meaning the opposite order. A half an olive size tomorrow, half an olive size of it beyond its base. Here the chiddush is that actually they're going to combine to be pasul, but also the chacham hold, in even the previous cases, the vein by karis, but it's not going to be karis, because it can't be karis, it's not pigel. Why isn't it pigel? Because you had a machshava of chutz mekaymai, not just a machshava of chutz zman. And that Rabbi Yehuda, he disagrees. He says, Zakal, this is the rule. And that's what we said, the chiddush of these cases, in at least in the case of when the first one is chutz l'zmanoi, even if it's in the same avodah, he has also chutz l'mekaymai, it's still going to be, as he's saying, if the first thought, invalidating thought, was beyond its time, meaning tomorrow, before he had the machshava of chutz l'mekaymai, even in the same avodah, pigel v'chayyam alav karas, it's going to be pigel, and he's going to be liable karas if someone eats from that mincha. However, if let's say the first thought was eating it beyond its space, out of the Zara, before he had the Machshava of Chutz Zmanai, then Pasul V'Makaris, then he agrees it's going to be only Pasul, not Karis, because the first Machshava was already Chutz Mekaymai, and Chutz Mekaymai does not create Pigel. On the other hand, they disagree, which is the same opinion of the Tanna Kamma. They say, no, Zev is Zev, Pasul V'Makaris, both cases are only going to be Pasul, but there's not going to be Karis for eating it. And again, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Tanna Kamma, as we said, both by one Avaidu, or as the previous cases of the Mishnah were talking about, by two Avaidus. That if the first one is Chutz Zmanai, it will be Pigel. Now, relating to the halacha of the Mishnah, the Gemara says, Yibayu had the following question. The Divri Ha'emer Shiraim Shachasru Ben Kemitz Laktar, which we spoke about this in the previous daf. According to the pin that holds, that if let's say the remnants, were, which by a mincha, there's flour that's brought in the vessel, and then the fistful is taken out, and then that's sacrificed in the Mizbeach, and the leftovers eaten by the Kehanim. Let's say the leftovers, which are supposed to be eaten by the Kehanim, were already deficient, some of it already was missing, between the time of when the kemitzah was taken out and before it got a chance for that kemitzah to be burned on the Mizbeach. So it says the Gemara, according to that, a pin that holds that's still makter kemitz alein, you could still burn the kemitzah on the Mizbeach. There is a pin that holds, that's it. The shiraim are missing. It's not going to permit the entirety of the shiraim, so the kemitzah cannot be burned. There isn't a pin that holds, no, you could burn the kemitzah on the Mizbeach. Now we have to point out, as the Masechta Shachas brings down over here, that from here, for the rest of this topic, on the next daf, in the Yadim Lamed Aleph, Rashi at the end of the parag brings down an expanded interpretation of this sugya from Remeir and his son Reb Shmuel on this sugya, but we're going to be going with the interpretation of Rashi that's brought here on the Gemara. Now, says the Gemara, V'kaimalon. Now, however, in spite of that, even though that opinion holds, that one could burn that kemitzah on the Mizbeach, even though the sum of the Shiraim that's missing, but V'kaimalon, however we hold, the Eisen Shiraim Asur Machila, even that opinion would hold, but the leftovers are forbidden to be eaten because they didn't have the entirety at the time that the Kemitzah was burnt. So on that, as the Gemara, according to that opinion, Mao Ditahani Lahu Haktara. So you're allowed to burn the Kemitzah, that opinion holds. It just doesn't permit the Shiraim to be eaten. So would that burning of that Kemitzah help to effect Lemekveinu bepigel, to go ahead and create a halachic status of pigel? In other words, when that kohen is going to now go ahead and burn the kemitzah, we let him according to that opinion. Let's say he's having in mind now when he's burning that kemitzah, which is one of the four avodas we spoke about, that the leftovers should be eaten chutz l'zmanoi. Do we say that that will establish that just like a regular haktara, which is the fourth of the dalal avodas of an avoda in the mincha, as we mentioned before in the Mishnah, will create pigul since he's allowed to be makter. It's an essential avoda now, as we said, because according to the Rishon Lezion, you burn the kmitza. So therefore, as in any avoda of a haktaras of a kmitza, if you have a mind to eat the shiraim tomorrow, it's going to make it into pigul. And therefore, if one would eat now from the shiraim, he'd be chayv karis for eating pigul. Or maybe no. Since, as we explained, even according to this opinion that holds, that you could go ahead and burn the kmitza, but the leftovers are not going to be eaten. So it's like having your mind to eat something tomorrow that's not normally eaten. That the Gemara tells us later on Daf Yud Zayin Min Aleph, that is not an effective machshava of pigul has to be something that's normally eaten. Here it's not going to be eaten because, like we said, it can't be eaten anyway. So would it create it into pigul the shiraim or not? And additionally, a second part of the question is, this burning of the kmitza, does that also, v'lefkino midei me'ila, would that also go ahead and remove now the mincha from having halachic status of misappropriation of hektish? In other words, if let's say he does taktara without a machshava, he does it appropriately, silently, without having a machshava of psul, do we say that since he's permitted, the halacha tells us he's allowed to burn the kaimitz, so it's an effective haktara, and therefore it removed the shirayim from the halacha of me'ila, like a regular haktara. As the Gemara says in Me'ilah on Daf Tesam and Aleph, that regarding menachis, the moment they're sanctified, there's a loch of Me'ilah. One's not allowed to have benefit. If he does, it's chayef hasha Me'ilahs. But the moment the kmitza gets burned, so now that creates actually certain stringencies, that now there's a liability of pigul and leiser and tummy, but there's no more Me'ilah on the shirayim, because now it's a moment of permissibility for the kam to eat it, because now the kmitza was already sacrificed. And the moment that there's a head of the kam, there's no me'ilah, as the Gemara says in first pek and second me'ilah. So would you say there's no me'ilah now in the shiraim? Or maybe that no, since like we said, the halacha tells ultimately the shiraim cannot be eaten, so it's not something that ever had a permissibility for kahanim, and therefore it never got removed from the status of me'ilah, and therefore it still would have me'ilah on it. Those are the two questions relating to this unique halacha of, according to this opinion, that holds that when it's chaser between the kmitza and the ktara, that you could burn the kaimet, but you can't eat the shiraim, what would be the halacha during that kmitza? If he has a machshava of pigul, would it create pigul? And also, let's say he does not have a machshava of pigul, would that go ahead and permit the shiraim that it doesn't have the halachic status of me'il anymore? So Amrav, when he says, Afil Rebbe Kiva, even according to Rebbe Kiva, the Amad that he says in the first parak, me'il dav zayin med alef, that zirika me'elis liyaitze, that the throwing of the blood will be effective even for the carbon that had been taken out of the curtains, out of the azara, that it should be considered like something that has a permissibility of kahanim, which will remove it from the halacha of being chayav asham me'ilis. Because Rabbi Kiva holds that there's no me'ilah. Why? Because the throwing of the blood will be effective to remove the halacha from me'ilah, even though this that was taken out of the klayim does not permit it to be eaten, because it already had the psul of yaitzeh. Even so, it does affect the throwing of the blood, which generally permits the rest of the carbon that's now me'ilah. It's going to also take off the effect of me'ilah. So says Rav Huna, even the Kondra B'Kiva that he says, that you see that the permitter, which the equivalent of our mincha is the kmitza being burnt in Mizbech, by a zevach is the zrika, that it takes effect and it will take it away from me'ilah. But Hanamili Yaitse, says Rav Huna, according to B'Kiva, you see his halacha is only said regarding when you take the carbon out of the azara, that the Issa Be'ena at least is still intact. And its invalidation is only because of a secondary thing, because of being in the airspace of Yerushalayim, that invalidates it because it left the area of the climb of the curtains of the Azar. Avachasarin, but when there's something lacking of the Shirayim, the Psula de Gufu, there's something intrinsic that's invalidating the Mincha itself, because it's missing part of the Shirayim between the time that you did the Kmitz and the time you did the Haktara, that therefore you can't eat it and became invalidated. Oh, they're Lemahani Le Haktara. They even Rabbi Kiva would agree that the burning of the Kmitz would not take effect to go ahead and remove the Shirayim from Me'ilah, and therefore Me'ilah would still apply. That's Rav Huna's interpretation. And that asked Omalei Rava. Rava asked to Rav Huna. He says, Adrava, to the contrary, I can tell you the exact opposite. Afil Rebbe Laza, even according to Rebbe Kiva's dispute in Rebbe Laza, the Amma that he says, Ein Zrika Me'elis Liyait, say that no, the throwing of the blood does not help for the part of the carbon that was taken out of the Azara to remove it from Me'ilah, because it already became pasul. It never gave it a Shas Hat L'Kanim, and if it's still going to have Me'ilah. Says Rava, I could tell you, Hanamila Yaitse, that Rebbe Laza only said his halacha when the carbon was taken out of the Azara, because actually the invalidation of Yaitse is actually more severe than when it's missing, like in our case of the Shirayim. Why? Because when it's taken out of the Azara, the lesser bifnim, it's not in more any inside anymore in the Azara. So therefore, it cannot take effect. And then it's not even in the area where we do the Avodah of the Karbanos. But regarding when part of the Shiraim is missing, but it's still here in the Azara, I would tell you that actually the burning of the Kemitza would take effect even according to Rabbi Elazar, and actually it would remove it from Me'ilah. So don't tell me that even Rabbi Kiva holds it wouldn't take effect. I can tell you even Rabbi Elazar would hold it would, because it's only the Yetzer that it wouldn't, but actually here it would, because it's still here in the Azara. And that follows up Rava, Amar Rava, he says, and where do I know this from? That actually the Haktara would be effective to create pigul, and also to remove it from Me'ilah. Says it's not, I can prove it from the halacha of our Mishnah. How so? Our Mishnah said, HaKoymetzes HaMincha Lecha Shereh B'chutz. Our Mishnah opened up on the previous daf, that if someone does a kemitza on the flour offering, to go ahead and he has a mind to have the remnants to be eaten beyond its space, Oikizayis Mishereh B'chutz, and the Mishnah add on, or even the olive size of it to be eaten outside. So he said, that's chutz mekayim, that's going to make a puzzle, but there's not going to be any karas. Now, says Rava, V'tani Reb Chiya, when he compiled braises, where he compiled his braises, so when he quoted the Reisha of our Mishnah, he said, HaKoyim Etzitz Mincha, he said the first halacha, when someone does the fistful of the Mincha, where the Machshav HaChutz Mekayim, it's going to be puzzle. And he didn't say, like our Mishnah did, or even an olive size of it. He didn't say that, not by having a machshava of the kemitza to burn it beyond its space, not by shirayim, not by pigul, not by psul. So on that says, Rabbi, my time, aloi toni oikezayis. Why didn't Rabbi Chiya say in his brisa, eating from the shirayim tomorrow? Why didn't he say that case? It's even a kezayis. Because that's the minimum amount, why wouldn't he say that would also be a psul of chutzim kaimai? Says Rava, and Rava is going to prove his point to show what he's saying over here. Because he's saying, lav, isn't it because whoever says in the Mishnah, oy kezayis, that or an olive size, Rava is saying, Reb Chiya would hold that when you're going to then continue on the top of our Amid, which we'll call the Seif of the Mishnah, which says Zeh HaKlal, and it says that the halacha that we open up the Mishnah of Machshav B'chutzim Kaimah, Chutzim Zmanai, by the Shirayim, by the Kemitza, that it's not only by the Kemitza, it also applies regarding the remaining three Avodas, putting into the vessel, transporting it, and burning it, where the Mishnah tells us, if one goes to eat it beyond its space, or so it sounds like it's going on also what the Tanat said in the beginning of the Mishnah, when he has a mind to eat the Shiraim, or a Kezayis of the Shiraim, or to burn the Kemitza, or an olive size of the Kemitza, tomorrow. Now, those cases, wouldn't it be talking about when you're saying that you're doing those remaining three Avodas, because that's what our Mishnah comes to include now, not only the Kemitza, but even these remaining three Avodas, that when you're saying even doing those Avodas on a Kezayis, isn't it talking about kagan shechaster shirayim, because actually the shirayim became deficient, and become a loa kezayis, and actually because all you have left now is a kezayis, and because it's after the kemitza, and now he's having in mind by the remaining three avodas, and he's saying, oh, I'm going to put into the vessel, I'm going to transport, I'm going to sacrifice, with the intention of eating this remaining kezayis of the shirayim tomorrow. Now, although it's not feasible to say that same halacha by the avodah of the kemitza itself, that you're saying that it only has a kezayis of the shirayim left, and having in mind to eat those shirayim tomorrow, during the time when he's doing the kemitza, because that would mean, before he did the kemitza, it's already lacking. And if so, that's a mincha that was lacking before the kemitza, where of course that's going to be pasul, and you wouldn't be able to go ahead and make pigul anymore, because it wouldn't be a valid kemitza. Even so, but by the remaining three avodas, by putting the kemitza into the vessel, or transporting or sacrificing it, even though that it's lacking, as we said, this opinion holds, you would be able to go ahead and burn the kemitza. And that case could even be talking about, and that's the assumption that's what Reb Chiya held, that's what the Mishnah would be telling us, that even if it was lacking after the kemitza, even so, they would go ahead and create pigul. Now, and that's the point that Rav is trying to prove. You see that it could create pigul, even though it's chaser, meaning when you're going to go ahead and do the remaining avodas, including the bimakta, the kemitza, on the mizbeach, even though it's lacking between the kemitza and the akhtar. Now, the understanding of what Rav is trying to point out is this: that Rav Chiya didn't say this case of oikiz ayis in his brises, not because he didn't hold that the halacha of the Mishnah would apply, because he doesn't disagree with Rebbe, who the anonymous halacha of a Mishnah is Rebbe Huda Anasi. It's not like he disagrees with it. Rather, the reason why he didn't say it, the case of our Mishnah, Oikizayis Mishra Bachutz, is because you wouldn't be able to say that same case, again, the way we're defining the case, that the Kizayis would apply, at least in the remaining three cases, even when it's you have diminished the Shirayim between the Kemitza and the Akhtara, where there it would apply to create Pigel, but you can't say the case because you wouldn't be able to say that case in the entirety of the Mishnah. Why? Because Vekivan, and this is what we were explaining, Vekivan, since as like what we call the Sefer, where the top of our Amid in the continuation of the Mishnah, regarding Dimamat and Kli, regarding putting the Kemitz into the vessel, or Behiloch or transporting it, or Baktor or burning it, Loi Masnile, there we can't say, as we continue to have Amid Beis, Oikizayis Ashirayim, to say that if there's only an olive size of it left on the Shirayim, that one would be Chayiv for the Halacha of Machshava Psulam. Why? Because since the Machshava, by these three remaining Avaidas, we explained that that halacha of Oikizayis would be talking about if even if that's the only thing left of it. Not like he said, okay, from the entirety I'll eat a Kizayis of it tomorrow. No, it would mean, and that's the feasibility of that case, even if it was lacking from the Shirayim and all that's left is a Kizayis, that's how we would understand the case of the remaining three cases. So that's why we can't say in the Mishnah, in Reb Chiya's Braisa, the Mishnah says that Reb Chiya didn't want to say because of confusion. He didn't want to say, or sacrificing a kezayis of it, of the kemitza tomorrow, which would be the equivalent of the case of Shirayim, because if you would be missing from the kemitza at the time of the Avodah, so it's already possible, and therefore the mincha would not become pigul by that machshava. You can't go ahead and say that it's lacking from the kemitza, and you have only a kezayis of it, because that's not valid anymore. You have to have the entirety of the kemitza. So therefore, since you can't say a kezayis mekemitza, even by the remaining three cases, you can't say that he's having in mind when he's doing halacha, oh, that I'm going to sacrifice a kezayis of the kemitza tomorrow. Because although that case would make sense, but again, the way we're explaining it with the shirayim of eating that, that case would be feasible even if that's all that's left. That similar case of the kemitza would not be possible if all that's left, because then that wouldn't be a valid avayda machlal. It would be possible. You can't have a machshava pigel to go ahead and do that what remaining kemitza of just a kezayis to burn it tomorrow, because it's not even a valid amount of the kemitza at all. So therefore, since we couldn't say regarding the remaining three avaydas to have the kemitza of just a kezayis left to do that tomorrow, so neither could we say the parallel case because of confusion of the remaining three avaydas of burning a kezayis of it, of the shirayim tomorrow. Now, additionally, continues the Gemara, so therefore, the resha, when it was b'kemitza nami, when it was talking about the kemitza, not the remaining three avaydas, we're there as our Mishnah taught that oy kezayis, that also by the kemitza, that there, for sure, you can't explain, as Rav is explaining in Reb Chiya, that would be talking about chasra, and it's only left to like kezayis, because obviously, as we said before, it has to be talking about that nothing is lacking, because we're talking in the kemitza, nothing could be lacking before the kemitza is done, because then it's chasra. So, but however, even over there, since as we explained the sefer of the Mishnah, it's not feasible to say it in the case of kaimitz, as we said, and that's why we didn't even say the case of Shirayim. So therefore, in the Reisha 2, Lechel Shirayim Leitone Oikezayis. Therefore, since we couldn't say the case of Kemitza in the Seifa, so too in the Reisha we don't say that. And therefore, since we're not saying the case of Kemitza, we're not even going to say the case of the Shirayim to say that when you're doing the Kemitza, you're having a mind to eat the Kezayis of it tomorrow. That's how Rav understands. That's obviously why Reb Chiya didn't say the case of Oikezayis. Now, And he's explaining why. Because he's understanding in Reb Chiya that he understood in the halacha, the Sefer, the Mishnah, that it's even talking about when you're doing the remaining three avodas, including the Akhtar, the Kemitza, on the Mizbeach, that it's lacking in the Shirayim that is only left an actual Kezayis of it, that it was deficient between the Kemitza and the Akhtar. Uktani Seifa. And what does it say at the end of the Mishnah? Pigal v'chayyam alav karis. That if, let's say, you do have such a machshava, which is the halacha of the Mishnah, he agrees to, he just didn't want to say what the case of Oy Kazai is because of the confusion. But what is the case talking about? The case is talking about even that all that's left in the Shirayim is a Kazayas, and one goes and does the haktor, the machshava of Pigul, of Chutzlis Manoi. What's going to be the halacha? There is going to be a liability of Karas. Alma Mahanu Laktara, says Rava, obviously, even a Shirayim that's chasa between the Kmitza and Aktara, that the Aktara does take effect to create a Machshava Pigul, and hence also, it would also, if one does it in the appropriate way, it would remove it from Me'ila, even though one can't eat the Shirayim. That Amalei Abaye, Abaye says to Rava, Loi, no. Truthfully, from the halacha, from the Brais of Bechia, you cannot infer that he was understanding that the Mishnah is talking about a case of that it's lacking, and again, that's why we went through this whole calculation to show, that's why he didn't want to say any of these cases of Oikazayas, because of the confusion, because you can't say Oikazayas on the Kemitza in the Seifa, and therefore we didn't say even Oikazayas on the Shirayim, and therefore we didn't say in the Reisha either Oikazayas on the Kemitza or on the Shirayim. Says no. It's not because it's talking about a case of chesaron, of that there's anything lacking from the Shirayim between the Kemitza and the Aktar. Rather, the reason why Reb Chiya didn't say in his Braisa the case of Oikazayas is because the Braisa of Reb Chiya, Hamani, who's the Braisa going like? It's Reb Elazar, it's going like Reb Elazar, that doesn't hold that these consider a haktara, a burning of a matter, until the entirety is burnt. There's not like, learn the Mishnah Masech Nezvachim. Mishnah says hakoimitz. Someone does the Kemitza of a Yisrael's mincha, where there's kemitza over there, or of a halavaina, or the frankincense of a mincha, or of a haktaris, or the haktaris, that's the incense that's brought every single day in the Beis HaMikdash, or minchas kainim, or a mincha that a kain donates, which there's no kemitza, rather the entirety of the mincha is burnt on mizbech, like it says, v'chal minchas kain kolotia, or minchas kain mashiach, or the chavitei kain gadol that the kain gadol brings every single day, that's totally burnt on mizbech, u'michas nesachem, or the flower libations, which are also totally burnt on mizbech. I mean, we're talking about things that are burnt on the mizbech. Shehikrav me'achas men kizayis b'chutz, that if even just an olive size of whatever these items are, if they're burnt outside, chayv, one's liable, says the Tanna Kamma, for doing halal b'chutz, for burning something that's supposed to be done inside, that's done outside. However, he holds the person still exempt. Acher Yaakov is cool until he burns the entirety of the thing on the outside, obviously because he does not consider it significant of Akhtar in the size of an olive, until one burns the entirety of the matter. That's why Reb Chiya did not learn in his Braisa, which is going like Reb Elazar, Oy Kezayis, even regarding the case of Shirayim. Why? Kiven de Akhtar is Kemitza Loy Mastin Loy Kezayis Mekamitza Vachos, since in regarding to the case of the, there was two cases, there's burning the Kemitza, beyond its time and beyond the space, and it's also the case of eating a shrine beyond its time, beyond the space. So since regarding the case of burning the kemitza, he couldn't say, or if he plans on burning the kezayis of the kaimitz beyond its space, he couldn't say that case of a kaimitz amanas lahak the kezayis becomes lamachar, because that wouldn't create pigul, because that's not considered a bona fide haktara until you do the whole thing, not just a kezayis. So therefore, that wouldn't be an invalidating thought of creating machshava absul. So b'shirayim nami lamasla kezayis. So to keep that parallel, therefore, even by the case of shirayim, also didn't say kezayis. Well, although it would apply, but since we didn't have it by both cases, that's why I didn't say kezayis. But not because like Rava, it doesn't prove Rava's halacha. It's not because Reb Chiya was understanding this, even to my case of chasa. No, for a totally different reason. He didn't say kezayis because that wouldn't apply by the case of akhtar, because it's going like Reb Elazar, never didn't say it by the case of shirayim too. Now that is the gemara Reb Elazar. So then, if the Tana of the Braisa of Reb Chiya is Reb Elazar, Sahai lahakter kaimtza. So then, according to Reb Elazar, you're telling me it's not considered haktara until you burn the entirety of the matter. Now, by mincha, there's two matirim, there's two things that permit the leftovers to be eaten. There's the kemitza, but there's also the levaina. So it comes out that it's not considered a bona fide haktara to have a machshava on the kemitza. Rather, the Braisa should have said, why is it saying lahakter kaimtza? Which, okay, there, fine, it's not just enough for kezayis of the kaimitz, you have to have the entire kaimitz. Lahakter kaimitzu ulevay nasami bayilei. According to Reb Elazar, it shouldn't be considered machshava psul until you have a mind to both burn the kemitza and lavaina beyond its space and beyond its time. It's not like learning Mishnah Masechta Zvachim. Mishnah says, hakaimitz v'alavaina, regarding the fistful of the flour and the frankincense. Shehikrevis echad men machot. If, let's say, one of those two were burnt outside beyond its space, sechayiv, the Tanna Kamma holds you liable for halal machot, for burning something that's supposed to be burnt in the Azara outside. Reb Elazar Paiti says, you're exempt, that's Yaakov HaShneim, until you burn both of them. So then why does the Braisa only say, if it's Reb Elazar, the Kemitza? So The braise that's telling us until you have a mind to burn the entirety of the kaimitz out of its space, and it doesn't mention levaina, is referring to the michas chayte that doesn't have levaina. And if he has a mind to burn that kamitza beyond its space, that's where is going to be a machshava of psul. Now, although the braise also mentions the case of our mishnah to burn the levaina beyond its space that it is pigel, but why that's also only one that's required kamitza, that would be talking about the lechem upon him that doesn't have kmitza, only has levaina. That is the gemara of ichva tana. You tell me that the tana goes through the effort lashmin and kmitz the mechas chayte when he says this case is only referring to the kmitza which is only valid by the mechas chayte. He says the gemara, and yes, v'chen kiasur avdim. I'm Rabbi Laza. He says kmitz the mechas chayte. We're talking about this halacha was referring specifically to the kmitz of the sinner's flour offering, which only has kmitza, no levaina. And Rabbi Laza, and it's actually going like Rabbi Laza, and therefore we refuted the proof of Rava from the Braisa of Rabbi Chiya, which relates to the halacha of our Mishnah. Now, actually, says the Gemara, Hadam Rava. Ultimately, Rava retracted, and he says, Lav Mil Seidami. Actually, my whole opinion that I said is not true. That most definitely, the burning of the Kemitza will not be effective for the Shiraim that was deficient to go ahead and remove it from Meila and to go ahead and be able to establish it as Pigel. Why? Because the Tanya learned the Braisa says Rava. The Braisa says, it says by the Lechem Aponim, that Ki Kodesh, it says Kodesh Kodeshim Hu. It says in the Pasuk, Ki Kodesh Kodeshim Hu Lai, it says the word Hu, which tells us it has to be exactly as it is, which is that there's Levaina, there's two Bezichin Levaina, and there's also 12 showbreads, which tells us, Shem Nifrasa Achas Mehen Chalisef, one of the 12 breads crumbled, then Kulam Psulas, all the breads are going to be invalid and may have to be burnt. Because it has to be the entirety of the 12 breads. Now, says Rava, he makes the following inference. That sounds like only if one of the breads crumbled. Hayatzis, but let's say one of the 12 breads was taken out of the Azara. Sounds like, Hani de ikagavoy ksheres. So the remaining 11 breads that are inside would still be valid, even though the burning of the frankincense would not be valid until you have the entirety of the mincha, which by the Lechem Aponim are the 12 showbreads of the Lechem Aponim. So obviously you see that although one bread left, it's still going to be effective for all the 12 breads to prepare and allow the permitter of the bezichin to allow the remaining 11 breads to be eaten. Obviously you see, says Rava, that the throwing of the blood, which in the equivalent of the lechem upon them, is the burning of the bezichin, which that takes the place of the throwing the blood of a carbon, is effective even for the bread that left from the fact that we still consider it as 12 breads. Because it doesn't work for 11 breads. It has to be all 12 breads. So obviously you see that the burning of the kaimitz would also be able to be effective for, although that is shiraim that a chaser, even though you can't eat it, but we still consider it regarding, that is, in other words, if let's say, regarding the psul of yaitze, that's what Rav is pointing out, that even though it's forbidden to be eaten, it would allow it to the remaining to be eaten. Says Rava, Man Shamet Le Dom Ezrika Me'elis Le'etze. So whose opinion is that, as we mentioned previously, that the Ezrika will take effect for something that leaves the perimeter? Even though it left, we'll consider it like it'll take effect on the thing that left. Because we're making it as if that bread that left, it's only when it crumbles. But when it leaves, it's going to be effective for it. Which, because you need all 12 breads. Who's that? That's Rabbi Kiva. And yet, if it's Rabbi Kiva, because that's the inference we're making that Yitzi would be working, V'kamer, and what does it say in that bread? So the Nifras Aloi, that when it crumbles, that no, there all the breads are going to be invalid. So we see that even according to Rabbi Kiva, that says the Haktar is going to work for Yitzi, but when there's something lacking, when one of the breads crumbles, Haktar is not going to be effective, and therefore Mahalacha, when the Shrei Machasar, it's not going to be effective, and therefore it refutes what I said before, and actually you see that no, like Ravuna, that's not going to be effective. However, Amalei Abaya now, just like he rejected his previous raya one way, he rejects it the other way too. He says, no, it's not necessarily a raya. Miktani hayatzis, does the braisa say the inference that you're saying that, but if it leaves, then it's going to be valid, that you're saying that who's the town of the braisa at Rabbi Kiva? Says Abaya, no. Dilma, maybe make a different inference. Maybe say, yeah, when it crumbles, then they're all possible. Hanitmis, but if let's say one of the 12 breads become tamei, then hanach, then the remaining breads are going to be ksheris. Maybe that's the case, that's the inference, the remaining will be kasher. My time, why would that case be different? The meratzah tzitz, because we know that tzitz, the plate that the kohen wears in his forehead, that provides appeasement for the halachas of tuma, and it allows it to go, and therefore that's why it's going to work, the haktaras bezichon, even for the one bread that became tamei, to consider 12 breads. Avoyatzes, but truthfully, I would tell you that the time of the rice would hold, but when one of the 12 breads left Yazar with its sits is not Maratza on Yaitz, it's only Maratza for Tumah, that they're loy. Actually, the remaining ones that are inside are not going to be kosher because you're not sacrificing the Bezichon on 12 breads because you're lacking. One of them already left. And therefore, I could actually tell you, Rebbe Lazahi. So the time of the Brice is Rebbe Lazahi, the Amma that he says, recorded before, Ein Zrika Meilis Liyetze, that the Zrika does not help for one that leaves. And Ubedinu, and the truthly is, that the logic would tell us, the Baili Lemisni Nama Yatzes, that therefore, it should have even said, when it leaves, that if one of them leaves, they're all going to be puzzled. Why did it say, V'haidik Tani Nifr, so why did it say, regarding the case when it crumbles? Hakamashulan, that the Chiddush is telling, that fill a nifr, so even the case that when it crumbles. But the Issa Bifnir, as we said, the logic on Naman Alv, but it's still inside. Even if it's still inside, lo mehani lehaktar, still the haktar is not going to be effective. But this is all, says Abaya, as I'm interpreting, that the Bais could be like Rebbe Leza. Avol Rebbe Kiva, the Amma Zrika Melis Liyetz, according to Rebbe Kiva, that says that Zrika is effective for somebody that leaves the Azara. Afil Chasar Nam, mehani lehaktar, I could even tell you, when it's lacking, the haktar would be effective, and there is no raya. Both ways is not a raya. Your original way that you wanted to say that it would be effective, and now the trend says it's not effective, is no raya, because you could say that the Braisa is like Rebbe Elazar, and therefore wouldn't be raya to Rebbe Kiva, which was what we were saying before, that maybe according to Rebbe Kiva, that Zrika would be me'elis, maybe that also, same thing would be effective for Shiraim Shachastru, which Rav Huna and Rava originally wanted to say, any extreme. That even the one that says that Zrika helps, we hold that Micha is not going to help, that's Chasa. And the one that wants to say Zrika is not going to help, he wants to say that here, even there, I would. And that Abaye says, no Raya, maybe the one who holds that Zrika is Me'elis, maybe by Chasa, would also be Me'elis. Now the Gemara continues in the next Mishnah, continuing on this Machshav of Psul of a Mincha, but in these cases, actually, that it's not going to be invalid. Let's say when he's doing one of these four avoidas, he has a mind, lechel kachatzi zayis, ulahakte kachatzi zayis. He has a mind to eat a half a olive it beyond its time, and also to burn a half a olive size of it, and to burn a half olive size of it beyond its time. Kasher, it's going to be valid. Why? Didn't we say in the previous mission that two half olives could combine? Yeah, that's regarding consumption. But she'en achila vaktar mitzdafim, but eating and burning, although they're both Hayachal ta'achal, both types, but they're totally independent types of achilas. One's achilas mizbech, one's achilas adam, and therefore eating and burning are not going to combine to create a kazayis share of making the pasul, and therefore it's actually going to be a kasher mincha. Now, ask the Gemara. The inference of the Mishnah sounds like, taima delechu lahakter, it sounds like, because he's having in mind to eat a half a zayis and to burn a half a zayis, so those two different things, they're not going to combine. But let's say the same case, because burning is the kaimitz and eating is the shirayim. Let's say, holechel, let's say, has a mind to eat a half a olive size of the leftovers, and velechel, and to eat the half a olive size of the kemitza, which that was the case we were saying by Haktara. Let's say it doesn't have a mind to burn that half a olive size of kemitza. Rather, to eat davash and darchelechel, to eat that thing which is not normally eaten, which is the kemitza. Sounds like for the Mishnah that then, mitzdarv, that then they would combine to invalidate because now they're both achila. Now that is the Gemara Bogtani Reish, we learned in the previous Mishnah that said, Lechel Davish Adarchel Lechel. When do we say the halachas of the Machshava Psul? When he has in mind to eat something which is normally eaten beyond its time. Or Lahakta Davish Adarchel Lahakta, or to burn something that's normally burned beyond its time. The inference is, Davish Adarchel Lechel in, the halacha of Pigel would only apply when it's to eat something which is normally eaten. But she'in Darchel Lechelai. But if it's not normally eaten, then no, it's not going to be a Machshava if he has a mind to eat it tomorrow, since it's not a Machshava, so therefore it's not going to combine to create a Psul, so Mantana. So who's the Tana of our Mishnah over here, what we call the Seifim, that would make the inference that if he has in mind to eat the Kemitza, which was normally burnt in Mizbech, tomorrow it's going to be Machshava, that's not like the previous Mishnah. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu says, Homani, who's the Tana of a Mishnah, Rabbi Lazi? Dama that he says, Mechashvid Machilas Adam Lachilas Mizbech, one could have a mind from something that's normally eaten by a person for the consumption of Mizbech. Let's say he has a mind to burn the Shirayim, which is normally eaten, but he has a mind to burn it tomorrow, it's going to be a Machshava of Psul. So do Machilas Mizbech Lachilas Adam. Let's say he has a mind, something that's normally eaten by the Mizbech. He has a mind that it's going to be eaten beyond this time by a person, where he has a mind on the condition to eat the kemitza tomorrow, which kemitza is usually burnt, but he has a mind that it should be eaten by a person, that will create a halacha of pigel, which is like the inference of the halacha of our Mishnah. They're not like, learn the Mishnah later on, and you have the Yudzayinim and Aleph. Mishnah says, HaKemitza is a mincha, if someone does the kemitza of a flower offering, lechel dovish in darche lechel, to eat something, and he's having in mind that to eat something that's not normally eaten, which is the kemitza. Or lahakta dovish in darche lahakta, or to burn something beyond its time, which is not normally burnt, which are the shirayim. says the Tanna Kamma kosher, so that's valid, like in the previous Mishnah, because that's not a machshava, it's batla daita. But Rabbi Elazar paisil, he says it's going to be invalid. Now it's not Michayev Karas, as the Gemara explains in the beginning of the third parak, but it will be pasul, as we taught in our Mishnah, it would be a machshava psula when he has in mind to eat a half a zayis of the shrine and that to eat a half a zayis of the kmitza tomorrow. That's one interpretation. It's going like Rabbi Elazar. Abayom, he says, Afil Tim Rabbani, you can even say the Talmud of Mishnah like the Rabbanan. How so? Because Lay Tim, don't make the inference that you're saying that Halechel, Velechel, Davish, and Dar Halechel. Oh, it's only to eat a half a zayis of the shrine and to burn a half a zayis of the kmitza. Oh, they don't combine. But to eat the half a zayis kazayis of the kmitza, which to have with the half a kazayis of the shrine, that will combine, says Abayom. No, don't make that inference. Elaim, rather, the Mishnah is a different inference. Halechel, Velechel davish adar chilechel. Rather, if he's having in mind to eat something with something else, which is also normally eaten, as Rashi explains the case, for example, if let's say he has in mind to eat a half an olive size of it beyond its space, and he has in mind to eat a half an olive size of it tomorrow, oh, that's where the inference is, oh, that's where they're going to combine. That is the Gemara, my kamash malon. So then what would the inference be? A chiddush? Habahedikatani lo. But that was explicitly mentioned in the previous Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Lechel kezayis b'chutz, v'kezayis l'machor. He has a mind to eat an olive size of it outside of the Azara and an olive size of it tomorrow. Or the opposite case, kezayis l'machor, kezayis b'chutz, the same thing in reverse order. Olive size of it tomorrow, olive size of it beyond the space. Continues the Mishnah. Kechatzi zayis b'chutz, v'kechatzi zayis l'machor, which is what Abaye was entertaining to say is the deek of our Mishnah, to eat a half an olive size of it out of the Azar, a half an olive size of it tomorrow, or the reverse. Kechad zayis l'mochir, kechad zayis b'chutz. Pasul. The Mishnah already told us it's going to be pasul, just as we said, but the aim of karas is not going to be karas. So back to the question. So the sefer, which is our Mishnah that says that achila and akhtara do not combine, says we continue to talk about gimel and aleph, hasul amali. What's the necessity of the halacha of our Mishnah? And that is, if it's to make the inference that, oh, but lechel v'lechel davashein darche lechel, to eat something that's normally eaten, together with something that's another half of olive size, that's not normally eaten. For example, like we said, as the first pshat was inferring, that to eat a half a zayis of shirayim and to eat a half a zayis of the kemitza, that kamash mulin the mitzarv, that's the inference of our Mishnah that's saying that they combine, but that we said, no, if you're saying that the Tanna of the Mishnah is the Rabbanan from the previous Mishnah, from the previous Mishnah already said that they do not combine. Like the previous Mishnah said, it's only davish adar chalachal, only when it's normally eaten, yes. It's not normally eaten, no, and the kmitz is not normally eaten. And the Girsa takes out the next three lines from the parentheses. So that can't be the pshat in our Mishnah. Ilechel v'lahakter. Now if, let's say you're telling me that, as the parenthesis says, the words, the higufa kamash malon, that maybe our Mishnah is telling us, no, not the inference. The chiddush of our Mishnah is telling us the halacha itself that eating and burning do not combine. So on that is the Gemara, midyuka dereisha shamet mina. I would already know the primary halacha of a Mishnah from the inference of the previous Mishnah. Because we made a dig from the previous Mishnah that said, oh, some of this not normally eaten, if he has a mind to eat a half a zayis of the leftovers with a half a zayis of the kemitza tomorrow, we said, it's not going to be a machshava psul. So therefore says the Gemara, for sure when he has in mind to eat a half a zayis of the shirayim, and to burn a half a zayis of the kemitza, that is not going to combine, because the hashta, because, now take a look. Ma lechel v'lechel davashein darche lechel, amrit loy mitzdarev, if you already said that to eat a half a olive size of the shirayim, together with a half an olive size of something that's not normally eaten of the kemitza, you said it's not going to combine, because since one half of the eating is the kemitza, which is not normally eaten, but still they're both talking about eating, so lechel v'lahakter, so regarding a half a zayis of eating and a half a zayis of burning, which is a totally different thing, mibaya, would you have to entertain to say they're not going to combine? Of course not going to be, so what's the pshat according to Abaye is going to be the halacha of our Mishnah? Says the Gemara, in yes, there actually is a chiddush for the primary halacha of a Mishnah, and therefore Abaye says it could even be like the Rabbanan, because it's not teaching the inference. The primary halacha that's teaching is the halacha of the Braisa. Why? Because lechel v'lahakter itzuchle, there was a necessity of saying that when he has in mind to eat a half an olive size of it tomorrow and to burn a half an olive size of the kemitza tomorrow, that the achila and akhtara are not going to combine. Because, salkat et chemina, you would have thought to say, hasam over there in the previous Mishnah, where he has in mind to eat a half a size of the shirayim and to eat a half a size of the kemitza, that maybe there they don't combine, because over there, hu d'loy ki urchi k'machashav, he's having in mind for not what it's normally done with the kemitza. You're having meant to eat, yes, they're both eating, so you thought it's a kal v'chomer. It's not, because the kamitzah is not normally eaten. Maybe that's why it's not going to combine with the half al size of the shrine. Aval hacha, but over here in what we call the seif in our Mishnah, when he has a mind to eat a half a zayis and to burn a half a zayis, the Baha'i, that by the shirayim, kiorcha kemechashim, regarding the shirayim, is having a mind to eat the half a zayis. Ubaha'i kiorcha kemechashim, and hereby the kemitzah is also having in mind what normally done with it, which is to burn it. And therefore, amalit starf, I would have to say that maybe they do combine, because what's appropriate for each one he is doing by them? Mashmalan, that is the chiddush of a mission. The rabbi says you could even say it's going like Rabbanan. And it's not regarding the inference to say, oh, halacha v'alacha davash in dar halacha mitzdarf. No. The halacha is teaching the primary halacha of our Mishnah, which is that achil v'aktar and not mitzdarf. What do you mean? Don't you know of a makal v'chem in the previous Mishnah? No, you don't. Because there, even though they're both achila, but the achila kemitza is not normally done with it, so that's why it's not going to combine. But when what's normally done with the kemitza, what's normally done with shirayim, you would think the two half azazim would combine. Kamashmalan, that's a chiddush that no, they don't combine because they're two different types of achilas, and the two types of achilas of ha'achat ha'achal do not combine, and therefore it could even be like the Rabbanan. Hanulach Kal Menachas, we shall return to you. The first paragraph of Masechtas Menachas, Parak Kal Menachas, which spoke primarily about the invalidating thoughts and avoidis that apply to the mincha, which are the four avoidis of the kemitza, the kabbalah b'kli, the ilacha, and the aktar.